frack or not to frack? I'm Bill Schlesinger, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. It's hard to find people who aren't polarized on hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, a process used to extract natural gas from shale rock thousands of feet beneath the Earth's surface. Millions of gallons of water, sand, and chemicals are injected underground, and natural gas escapes through cracks in the shale. Environmental groups oppose fracking due to concerns about the pollution and depletion of freshwater resources. Industry groups, on the other hand, position gas extraction as a safe panacea that will resuscitate jobs and economic prosperity. Reality likely lies somewhere in between. A Duke University study conducted in New York and Pennsylvania found that residential wells near fracking sites had elevated methane. And in Wyoming, the EPA has found fracking fluids in groundwater near mining operations. Clearly, we need to proceed with caution if we want to avoid compromising the environment. And the sad truth is, we have painfully little science upon which to make informed decisions about the safety of hydrofracking. The oil and gas industry claims it has the technology to extract gas with minimal environmental risk. If they truly possess sophisticated engineering to do this, they should welcome a judicious level of regulation. Done right, natural gas is one of the cleanest fossil fuels. But we need to ensure that its extraction does not come at a cost of fresh water. And science needs to inform policy on this important issue. More information is at earthwiseradio.org, or join the conversation on our Facebook page. Support for Earthwise comes from the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York.